I find your lack of Devil Radio 92.7 disturbing. Do not fail me again.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to go to Ukraine. Russia has just announced that they are taking an operational pause before they start a larger offensive, trying to draft and bribe more people. They're giving double wages. They're giving prisoners a $3,100 equivalent bonus to fight. I'll tell you what, we have sent them, four multi-launch MIRVs, multi-launch rocket launchers. They're guided missiles. They're wreaking havoc on the Ruskies. We're going to send them four more. Give them 100 more. Give them 100 more. Bomb the living whatever out of the Ruskies. The Russians just bombed an apartment, killed 15 people, 20 are trapped. President Zelensky called it Russian terror. That's what it is. Russian terror. They're just selectively bombing civilians. But, you know, we don't bomb apartments in Moscow. When they bomb a church, we don't bomb St. Basil's in Moscow or St. Isaac's in St. Petersburg. We don't bomb the Duma or the Kremlin. So they get away with killing and bombing, and Zelensky doesn't retaliate. I think it's time to start bombing Russian towns right near the border. The Russians are genocidal sadists. They are acting in a non-human fashion. One positive development, senior officers, military in the Belarus military have warned the pig Lukashenko, Putin's man running Belarus, he wasn't elected, in an open letter that he better not go to war with Ukraine. They said it's pure suicide. We'll be, quote, evicted from the community of civilized states. We'll be an international outcast for years to come. Russia is engineering the destruction of the sovereignty of Belarus. My advice to them, kill Lukashenko. Kill the pig. Let Putin know that he can't control Belarus, just like he can't control Ukraine. You know, people say, well, don't humiliate Putin, blah, blah, blah. Putin is Hitler. The only way to stop this is to remove Putin. And, you know, we should not be the ones that get involved in that. But there has to be such massive losses on the Russian side that the oligarchs, who are themselves genocidal sadists and thieves, will kill the main genocidal sadist and thief, Putin, on the grounds that what he is doing is hurting them. That's what's going to happen. Go to the lines. PT of Milwaukee. My friend, what's your mind, APT?
Hey, Matt. So I have a couple comments regarding, and you can answer offline if we have time, regarding Doug LaFollette. Is he constitutionally required to do that? And the comments I have are, you know, I still do drive my wife down to City Hall in Milwaukee now and then. And on the way back, and this was several years ago, I noticed that the new Milwaukee Symphony home?
Yeah.
It was like a C.D. Smith construction. And I noticed every time, I found it quite peculiar. They had one entrance for union construction workers and one entrance for non-union. And I often wondered what that was. And then regarding this whole, case that the Supreme Court in D.C. is taking up, that is really, really scary to think that Voss would have full power. I know that's what he wants, right. But so I'm going to hang up, and if you could just answer those questions and comment on the union thing. Thanks. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thanks, PT. Good questions. First of all, on Doug La Follette, Doug is not signing the certification. I wouldn't either. And it could be that our Wisconsin Supreme Court orders him to, because it's 4-3 Republican. But his reasons for not doing it, I think, are very sound. It's an illegitimate resolution. It's a resolution that was engineered in a gerrymandered legislature, and the number of votes we'll get is only something like 7 out of 10. I should say, if the 10 votes, 7 out of 10 will be Republican, which doesn't reflect the actual support in the state. In other words, it's a scam. Now, people on the other side, Republicans, will say, well, you wanted us to certify Biden's victory. That's true. He won the election. But this is a would be a certification of something that's the exactly the opposite. In other words, a fake certification to give 7 out of 10 votes to Republicans to overturn the Constitution. And so that's why he won't do it. Now, if he does, it takes 34 states. And I think we would only be 29, I think, or 30. And obviously California and Illinois will never do it, but a lot of these smaller states, many of them have already done it. And the people even in the Democratic Party have said, well, let's do that and get rid of Citizens United. That is absolutely crazy. That's absolutely crazy. We're not, the way you get rid of Citizens United is get a Democratic Supreme Court. But if they think they can go into a shark pit like that, that's run by Republican donors, they're crazy. They're going to come out ending up with a balanced budget amendment that will require making a choice between our defense budget and Medicare. That's what they are trying to do. And it's illegitimate, it's unconstitutional. And my statement is this, who are the Republicans to tell me they're an illegitimate judiciary to tell me that they're going to make that decision? Our democracy is at risk. On the union, non-union doors, PT, I'm not familiar with that. I just don't have an answer. I'll go down and check it out. I did not know that. I'm not sure what that's all about. But thank you very much for calling. We're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Matt Flynn, Director. We're back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.